أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Surah Tawbah and the ayat from it, or Surah Al-Bara'ah, Surah number 9. And because this is the month of Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra, I'd like to put this last ayah together with her. And this is ayah number 129, the last ayah of Surah Tawbah. Well, let's start off and see the narration. Sayyidah has just gone to the mosque and she has put forward her case on the injustice that was done to her when her inheritance was taken away. She stood up for her rights, and there's this awesome sermon that she gives in the mosque. Now she comes back from the mosque and she has a conversation with Imam Ali, and she says, "Ya Ali, they humiliated me. And Ya Ali, you are sitting embracing your knees like a child in the mama's womb. I was humiliated." And just then there was the sound of adhan. And Imam Ali tells her, "Do you hear that adhan? Do you wish for it to remain? If you wish for it to remain, then allow me not to use my sword." And he said, "Hasbi Allah. Allah is enough for me." Immediately, Sayyidah used this ayah, Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 129, where Allah says, "Faqul hasbi Allah." Say, "Allah is enough for me. La ilaha illa hu. There is no God but He. Alayhi tawakkaltu. On Him do I put my trust in. Wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim. And He is the Rabb. He is the Rabb of the mighty, or the mighty throne as such." Absolutely awesome. So whenever you feel that you're feeling subjugated, think of Sayyidah. Think of her words when she said, "Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim." Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be able to trust in Him, do our best, hand it over to Him and say, "Hasbi Allah, Allah is enough for us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim."